wanted to start off with asking you all the question, what makes this year any different from the past year? Now, in 2017, I'm pretty sure we started off the new year with making New Year's resolutions. We typed out our goals, probably posted them, even made a vision board, something of that sort. But we fell short of those things that we wanted to accomplish by the end of 2017. I know that is true for some of the things that I wanted to accomplish. So this year, I wanted to do things differently. All right, so I'm going to help you or give you the four tips that I have given myself this year in order to make 2018 successful. Because how many of you know that the only person who can stop you from accomplishing the things that you need and want to accomplish is yourself? Yes, we will have obstacles, we will have barriers, we will have things that are in our way. At the end of the day, it's totally up to us as to what we accomplish or what we don't accomplish. So that will be the first tip. The first tip of the four is eliminate the barriers. Our second tip will be overcome procrastination. Our third tip that we will cover will be don't wait until everything is perfect to get started. And lastly, we'll talk about give yourself permission to fail. Give yourself permission to fail. So those are our four tips on tonight. And I wanted to give you just a brief overview of them before we start go into the presentation, just so you can track our progress. So we'll start with the first one, eliminate the barriers. I'm living here in South Carolina and affected by a couple of floods. So being here, our roads, they're not that perfect. And whenever we've had the floods, the roads were washed away, which left potholes, things of that sort. So it makes it hard to maneuver, hard to get around. So on some roads, there are what we call barriers or barricades. And it says, you know, road closed. And before you get to it, it also says detour. You have to make a detour. So a lot of times in life, I like to relate that to life and how sometimes we have barriers that are in our way, whether we place them there or they're placed there by other means or other circumstances or situations. But we can't allow ourselves to get stuck in the middle of the road. We have to find that detour and take that detour and get over the barrier. So that's the first tip. Barrier is an obstacle that presents movement or access. So it's something that stops us from moving forward or having access. Now, this is one of the quotes that I like, and it says, permanence and perseverance and persistence in spite of all obstacles, discouragement, and impossibilities. It is this, that in all things distinguish the strong soul from the weak. So, you know, we have to make sure that we are using permanence and we are perseverant and we are persistent in the things that we do. We can't allow the barrier that's in the middle of the road to stop us from meeting or getting to our destination. We have to find that detour. We have to just find a way around those things. So what are some of our barriers? The first barrier that I wanted to talk about on tonight is that we're unsure of what people will think of us. Now, I can say that in the past, yes, that was one of my issues. I always worried about what people will say if I do this thing or what people will say if I do that thing. So I allowed my thought of what people will think of me to stop me from accomplishing those goals that I'd placed for me in my life. The second thing is past mistakes or missteps. Sometimes we've allowed the things that we've done in our past to keep us from propelling or going forward in our future. We say, okay, well, man, I messed up then, so I shouldn't continue to try, or I did it incorrectly and this was the results. So I just might as well not try at all. The next barrier would be we label ourselves as unimportant. And, you know, I can say truly that for a while when I was younger, I had this thought that I was not important. You know, there was nothing that Susan could accomplish or My being did not have an important factor. I come to realize that everyone is placed here for a reason. There is a specific, there's a specific task for each and every one of us to complete while we're here on earth. Now, you're the only one who can be you. You are the original, and you know, you can be you perfectly. No one else can. No one else can. So a lot of times we strive to be like someone else, or we want what other people have. So we just tell ourselves that we're not important. We don't have anything to give. But I do believe that each and every one of us, we have an assignment on our life, and we are connected to someone else, and they can reach their destiny by you doing what you are placed here to do. All right. So if you have any comments, although I can't see them, go ahead and type them in, and at the end, I'll be able to go back and read over them. The next barrier is over-dependence on outside counsel. Now, I have a story for you. I know that years ago, I felt the leading to have a women's resource center. Now, I know that that's my purpose. My purpose is to minister to women. But I have allowed myself to not accomplish all the things that I think I should have accomplished by now. And I know I'm still breathing, so I still have opportunity. And I know that it will come to pass. But over-dependence on outside counsel, I allow people to tell me what I can or couldn't do. People will tell you, well, you're not prepared for that, or you need to do this before you can do that. And so over-dependence on outside counsel, don't let that be a barrier to the things that you have to accomplish or set before you, that goal that you've set before you. Inexperience is another barrier. I used that excuse when I felt like, okay, well, yes, ministering to women, that's my calling. That's what I'm supposed to do. But you know, how am I going to minister to someone else when I have not gone through some of the life experiences that they have gone through? Or, you know, why will they listen to me? But I know that that's just an excuse. In those times that you're preparing to reach a goal, you must also get that experience, and you get that experience by doing it. And so I think that over the years, I've been able to pack my tool belt with those things that I need in order to reach the heart of another female to let them know that, hey, there's more to life than where you are, and it's time to propel, time to move forward. So the next thing, or the next tip that I would say, is to overcome procrastination. Procrastination is a thief. And yes, it will steal from you if you allow it to. Procrastination is the action of delaying or postponing something. You will not, and hello, Ezekiel, as he's walking up the stairs, excuse me. So procrastination is the act of delaying or postponing something. A lot of times we fall into the trap of procrastination. And this is one of my favorite Spanish proverbs. It says, tomorrow is often the busiest day of the week. And it's because we also always say, well, I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do that tomorrow. I find myself in this trap all the time. I feel like I can accomplish more while I'm under pressure. So I tend to wait to the last minute to do things. And then when I do those things, I feel like, man, I could have done it so much better had I prepared. So in 2018, what I have done is told myself that I will make sure that I'm not waiting to the last minute to accomplish things. I'll go ahead and not only have the intention to do something, but I'll have a plan, and then I'll put that plan into action. So tomorrow should not be the busiest day of the week, because we are doing today what we can do today and not waiting for tomorrow. All right. So why do we procrastinate? I know everyone have their own answer, but here are some of the reasons why we procrastinate. We don't know how to get started, and for, and that's a good reason not to start, is because you just don't know how. But I believe we live in a day and age where we have information right at our fingertip. We have good old Google. You can Google anything and they'll be able to tell you what to do. And my favorite is YouTube University. Yes, you can get a degree from YouTube. Going onto YouTube and Googling whatever the subject is or whatever that goal is, or just researching alone. We still have libraries that are available to us. So we are without excuse. Not knowing how to get started, we're without excuse. We have people who have already accomplished the things that we want to accomplish. So what we can do is reach out to those people who have been where we're trying to get and glean from the information that they have learned, glean from the things that they have already accomplished. Also, we allow fear to overtake us. Now, fear is it is really, really strong. It can keep us paralyzed and in a position that we don't want to be. So I like to say I will try anything once. And yes, I'll do it afraid. They might call me a daredevil, and I don't even like that word, devil, but yes, I will try anything at least once. And I've found in the past that if we just try something, we can overcome that fear. Doing it the first time and getting over the unknowing part, because I think that's what stops us from doing what we're wanting to do, is the fear of what will happen when we do it. And so if you just take one step, then that second step becomes easier. And the more you do a thing, the more comfortable you get. Now, I will say that tonight was a challenge for me, because this is not comfortable, being on a webinar, and especially going Facebook Live while doing the webinar. I'm not sure if we're still connected, but this was something that I had to overcome, because I do know that although I'm called to minister to women, and I do believe that one day I will have that Women's Resource Center, I have to use what I have right now. And I have this awesome opportunity to use the resources such as Facebook Live or this webinar that I'm using currently to be able to touch more than I would just not doing anything at all. So another reason why we procrastinate is we find other things that we'd rather be doing. Sometimes we find that the things that we want to do, they are hard, and we tend to do those things that are easier, to push those other things that we need to do to the side. So I know Audrey and I believe Darlene text me to make sure to let me know that we're on. So if you can hear me, or if you have my number, I'm sorry, we have to do it that way. Can you just send me a text to let me know that we're still going? You can still hear me clearly. All right. Why do we procrastinate? We are easily distracted. Especially in this day and age where we have all of this technology, especially if you're a person like me who, you know, likes to read. I know that when I'm tasked with something and I have to sit on my computer to do it, and all of these notifications pop up, I have a tendency to look at what's going on. And I say, oh, I have to. Thank you, Audrey. I have to jump to that. So we're easily distracted with the thing, with other things, rather than sticking to the task at hand. So this year, I'm focusing on sticking to the task at hand. Other people, they'll come and they'll ask you, well, can you do this or can you do that? You have to make sure that if it does not line up with your goal, that it's okay to say no. It's okay to say, I know that is a short word, but it seems to feel as if it's really long when you have to say it to someone. But we can't allow those distractions to keep us from accomplishing our goal. We're not motivated. That's another reason why we procrastinate. And I believe we are not motivated because we have not started and we have not seen the fruits of our labor. So I believe in order to eliminate that reason why we procrastinate, that excuse, I'll say excuse, is to start. Just start and you'll see the fruit of your labor and you'll see that you can go ahead and accomplish great things. All right. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Darlene. Thank you, Audrey, for letting me know that you guys can still hear me. And lastly, we feel like later will always come. We use the excuse, oh, I'll do that later. I'll get to that later. We can do that later. But how many of you know that tomorrow is not promised? Hey, the next second is not promised to us. So why don't we live a fulfilled life by doing the things that we know that we should be doing rather than saying, oh, I'll do it later, or hoping that later will come. So these are some of the effects of procrastination: low self-esteem, low self-belief, feeling stuck, frustration, depression. We envy others. Yes, because other people are doing big things and we start to envy them because we feel like, man, I'm doing nothing. But as I stated, whatever we do or whatever we accomplish, whether it be small or great, is all up to us. Some other effects of procrastination is our creativity is diminished. We have feelings of emptiness. The ability to see a positive future is reduced. Our growth is stunted and feeling of a wasted life. Now, at the end of 2017, I will hop onto Facebook and I will see different posts from some of my friends. And yes, it will concern me. They will leave comments such as, man, I really didn't think I would be here in my life at this age. Or I wish I would have done this, or I wish I would have done that. So just looking back at where they were and not feeling great about it. They were frustrated, being stuck. They were, envying other people's accomplishments, the things that they have accomplished. But, within themselves, they should have known that they can accomplish great things as well. All they need to do is to make a plan and then take that plan and put action to it. So that's one of the things that I'm doing on this year. I am overcoming procrastination. I'm not saying that I won't procrastinate because I've learned on last year being that I have tendencies of INFP. Yes, Myers-Briggs type indicator testing, that procrastination is something that I do, and I get great ideas or I can accomplish more at the last minute. But I'm not using that as an excuse. I'm going to use that to help me to be able to progress in the future. So the third tip is don't wait until everything is perfect. Hence tonight, my audio was not working properly. There was some things going on even before the webinar started, and I'm like, what in the world? Why can't I get this going? So I could have easily said, man, this is not perfect. This is not the background that I wanted to do the video in, but this is where I ended up. I also said, well, I wanted my PowerPoint to look differently, and which, just making all types of excuses. Trust me, start where you are with what you have. I've taken inventory of all the resources that I have here, just here alone, just at home alone. I have the internet. I have a computer. I have a phone. We all have these resources. We can't say that we don't have enough to get started with what we need to accomplish. All right. So this quote from Neil Schertzman, it says, I'd rather be partly great than entirely useless. I'd rather be partly great than entirely useless. So start with what you have. A lot of us, we are waiting on, everything to fall into place in order to get started. But time is passing by. We're not going to have everything perfectly and in place. So start where you are and build onto it. All right, our perfection is the highest degree of quality without flaws or defect. Who do you know is perfect other than God? He's the only one that I know that's perfect. So stop trying to fit in the perfect box or portraying yourself or wanting to be perfect before you allow yourself to start anything. All right. If you're waiting for things to be perfect, you'll never start. You'll never start. And your end of 2018 will look exactly like the end of 2017. Start where you are. And lastly, the last tip I have is give yourself permission to fail. Nobody's perfect. Give yourself permission to fail. Now, I know on tonight, I did just that. I had no desire to do this webinar without having interaction from you. But because of some of the technical difficulties, I have not been able to see your comments. I have not been able to have you to chime in on the conversation. I've been the only one talking, and normally that's not something that I would normally do, but I have put myself out there, and whether it's perfect or not, who cares? Who cares? Give yourself permission to fail. It's okay. It's all right. And that goes back to, you know, you wanting to, I guess, be the best in front of everyone else. I already know, hey, I'm not perfect. I'm not the best. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. So that's what we need. We need the courage to continue. We need the courage to continue. So what will you do? What will you commit to do today to make 2018 unforgettable? What will you do today to make 2018 different from the results that you received in 2017? Here's the process. I encourage you to write down your intentions. Not only write down your intentions, but come up with a plan. Come up with a plan, and not only come up with a plan, but put that plan into action. Those are the three steps of the process of getting to where you need to be in 2018. So what ask yourself, what action can you take right now to ensure your success? What's one thing that you can do right now that you can ensure your success? Go ahead and type something in, type a comment in for me to read later. All right. And so to review what we discussed on tonight, we talked about the four tips of getting out of our own way. The way that we're going to do that, we're going to eliminate barriers. We're going to overcome procrastination. We're not going to wait until everything is perfect. And we're going to give ourselves permission to fail. So I have this beautiful slide that says any questions, but unfortunately, I'm not able to see your questions. But if you want to stay connected with what I'm doing, I plan to do more webinars to help someone out on this year. I might not be for everybody, but I do realize that I am for somebody. But here's my contact information there. And you can see my website, SusanJBennett.com. It is not perfect at all. I'm starting where I am. So if you log in and you see and you say, girl, what are you doing? Just know that I'm in process, okay? I'm making progress day by day. Also, if you'd like to send me an email, my email address is listed there, bennettforbiz@gmail.com. And I want to let you know that someone is waiting on you to be great because it gives them permission to do the same. Thank you for joining me on tonight. Follow my journey as I move from intention to action. Also, again, you can find me at SusanJBennett.com. Thank you again for joining.